You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
I've heard there's a lot of good talent here. Obviously, if you can play here and perform here, then you can play at a very high level. And I heard it's a lot of fun. A lot of guys who've played it in the past tell me how fun it is as far as the experiment on and off the field. I was definitely excited because I was looking for somewhere to play winter ball at because I missed a lot of at-bats in the season. And they told me that they was going to give me the opportunity to play in the fall league, and I was very honored. I feel like it was real frustrating because I feel like this was a big year for me. And then coming out of spring training after the first game, well, I hurt my knee in the first game and missed about a month, and then came back for a few weeks and then got a concussion, missed some more time right before the break. So it was pretty frustrating. But the second half, I got in the rhythm and tried to finish strong, and that's what I did.
I'm honored to be selected to be a part of this wonderful group of guys. Everyone's a stud out here, so just coming out and getting more work in is, you know, why not? And it's a good way to start a great offseason. So just knowing, you know, who I am as a pitcher and what I need to do to get better and further my career. So I'm just coming out and just working on my stuff, and hopefully the results are all right, but it's fine. Everyone's great out here. And if I can just keep the ball down, you know, hopefully I'll be all right. Talent's unbelievable there. A lot of people say you can play in double A, you can play in the big. So I was a little bit of a confidence booster saying, all right, well, if I'm being successful here, maybe, you know, I got a shot, maybe I can do it. So adjusting to the competition was more like, hey, you make a mistake, they're gonna crush it. So don't make any mistakes. That was the mentality, so.
Me siento bastante cómodo. Había venido anteriormente con los Cubs, y bueno, la volví a venir. Y, ¿sabes? He estado bastante adaptado con mis nuevos compañeros y, ¿sabes? Bastante contento. Bastante emocionado por, ¿sabes? Por esta nueva oportunidad con los Yankees de Nueva York. He leído, he visto como los fans han estado, ¿sabes? Muy pendientes de mi desarrollo. Y, ¿sabes? Eso es lo que me inspira a seguir trabajando y, bueno, darle esa alegría ya en Nueva York, en Grandes Ligas. Ahora, el equipo me dijo que quería que jugara shortstop y algunos juegos en segunda, para también saber jugar la posición y, bueno, trabajar un poco más en mi bateo para seguir mejorando. Para mí, quiero que me conozcan prácticamente todo adentro del terreno y afuera, como soy yo, ¿sabes? Una buena persona y lo bonito que como juego el béisbol y que sepan en realidad quién soy yo.
Just honored, pretty much, really, to come out here and compete with some really good guys that I didn't have the opportunity to face before during the season, so I'm excited to do that and I'm happy to be here. I've struggled before, so it's not too much different than the past struggles I've had, so you really just keep grinding and you find a way to get it done, and ultimately you keep going and you figure it out. Getting a feel for doing something over and over again and doing that right, that's basically the only reason why this is going to be really, really big for me, and in addition to that, facing good guys while doing those things. So getting reps is huge.
No, para mí, ¿sabes? Fue una experiencia bien bonita, ya que estuve un par de días en Grandes Ligas, que ese fue el sueño que vine buscando aquí de, cuando salí de Cuba. Y, ¿sabes? Se me cumplió el sueño. Y para mí fue una cosa increíble porque estar al lado de David Ortiz, que se retiró este año, al lado de Dustin y de muchos compañeros que hay arriba. So, fue una experiencia bien, bien bonita para mí. Y vine aquí a Arizona, me mandaron para acá para jugar a la Fort Lee. So, primera vez que estoy aquí en Arizona. Para mí, ¿sabes? Un poco caliente como en Florida, como en Cuba. So, y bueno, una experiencia más para mí, y lo que me queda es seguir trabajando y seguir enfocado en lo que estoy haciendo. So, vine para acá para trabajar lo que es la defensa, seguir trabajando la defensa, el bateo, y que es una cosa fundamental. So, y seguir haciendo la misma rutina que estaba haciendo, no hacer otra cosa que no haya hecho.
So far it's been really good. I've been able to work with, you know, a lot of good coaches and a lot of good players, and there's a lot of talent here. And to be able to compete with the talent here, that's big for me. You know, hopefully I can put myself in a good position for next year. The big thing for me has been working on my secondary stuff. Change-up command's been huge, and I was able to work that in a little bit today. And, you know, getting ahead early with the fastball. Short-term goal is put myself in a good position for next spring. Long-term goal is to, you know, be a successful pitcher in the Red Sox rotation. I'm going to be the hardest working guy on the field no matter where I go. I mean, I think I've shown that, but a lot of people don't know, and I think that'd be good for people to realize that I'm not going to be anyone to take for granted.
It was a fun year, man. Great group of guys at both levels. I was at again, you know, high A, first time getting into double A. It was fun. You know, I missed a little bit of time, but you know, something stuff happens like that. But it was fun. Fastball command, same thing I say every time. Work on a breaking ball, not giving up when I'm ahead of the count hits. I'm trying not to get deeper in the counts and keep the pitch count down and get me into the sixth, seventh inning. Even with the hitters, O'Neill took me yard this year, so I mean, I was just, who didn't he take yard? But now I was asking him, Marlette, same thing. A lot of good hitters on this team, man. Especially guys that I faced during this year and high A and double A and stuff like that. And it's good to rub shoulders with those guys, hitters and pitchers, so it's a good deal. Something that not everybody gets the opportunity to do, and I'm extremely grateful for that. It's fun. It's a process, but it's fun.
When I first got there, it was tough, you know. I didn't know many guys, but they welcomed me with open arms, and you know, now I'm really comfortable, and I love the organization. Honestly, just to keep developing and, you know, become an all-around player. It was tough. It was really tough, but Joe Youngblood and Skeeter Barnes, you know, they're helping me, you know, along the way, and, you know, I just need to keep learning and getting better. You know, my defense, most importantly, base running and just my overall approach at the plate, you know, my plate discipline. You know, I watch him a lot. You know, I just like to see those guys, you know, perform, especially Steven Souza. He's one of my favorite players. Not yet. You know, I know this, it's a long way to go, but, you know, it honestly would be a dream come true.
Some of my goals are just to work on my swing, kind of making an adjustment with my stance right now. So just kind of fine-tuning that, coming out here, putting together good at-bats, having fun, and trying to make a little bit of a run at this thing and see what happens. It's a fun experience having different guys from different organizations just to kind of get their input and on things that they see with me and the kind of the philosophy that their organization goes by. And just the more you hear, the better it is. You can learn so many different things from different people because they have different perspectives on things. I kind of carry myself defensively as like I'm still playing football. I have kind of an aggressive mindset. I think you can see that when I'm on the base pass and in the outfield as well. So, I mean, I no longer play football, but I kind of transitioned that to the baseball field a little bit. I'm going to give it my all every single day. I'm not going to take plays off and play every play like it's my last.
I'm very thankful and honored to be out here. It's truly an honor to be here. And just this time, you know, I'm happy to just go out there every day and play the game I love to play. Just go out there, have fun, and give it my all every single game. I'm just really trying to focus on taking a pitch at a time, really, and, you know, not thinking about the past or the future, just really staying, you know, to the present right now and just giving all my effort every single pitch.
You had over 100 games at AA. How was that experience for you?
Oh, it was a great experience. The competition there is really good. You know, through that, you know, I feel like I learned a lot in the game, and it prepared me definitely for the fall league. And you know, for the future. Like I said, the competition out here is, you know, is great. You know, I'm happy to be here and compete with these guys. You know, it's awesome. You know, I'm ready to start.